This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the House advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final weekend vote. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
It was a rarity in the hyperpartisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn,
but instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Israeli media cited foreign reports of an Israeli strike on Iran in the absence of official public comment, while Iranian television reports played down the attack. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel is traditionally silent on issues like nuclear weapons and intelligence operations, though hardline security minister Itamar Ben-Gvir sent out the one-word message, feeble, on X. In Iran, President Ebrahim Raisi chose not to cut short a trip to a central province, indicating the country wasn't on high alert. A senior Iranian official told Reuters that Tehran did not plan a response now. The apparent attack was the latest in a round of actions set off by the killing of seven Iranian officers in a strike on an embassy compound in Damascus on April 1st. Though Israel has never acknowledged that it was behind the strike, it sparked fears of a wider regional conflict spilling over from the war in Gaza.
Lucy Fielder from Reuters. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A full jury has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money trial, and a person was on fire in a park outside the courthouse. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
After lawyers spent days quizzing dozens of New Yorkers, a jury of 12 people and six alternates is in place. They're vowing to put their personal views aside and impartially judge whether Trump is guilty or not. Opening statements are expected next week. After the jury was seated, emergency crews responded to a park outside the courthouse where a person was on fire. People rushed over with a fire extinguisher and worked to bat away the flames before the person was taken away on a stretcher. No word on a condition. I'm Mike Hempen.
Assembly of the world's largest digital astronomy camera is now complete and ready to ship to its new home atop the Simony Survey Telescope at the Varese Ribbon Observatory in Chile. Engineers and scientists at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory in Menlo Park, California, assembled the 3,200-megapixel camera, which weighs approximately 3,000 kilograms. Once installed, the Legacy Survey of Space and Time camera will be capable of producing approximately 1,000 images and 15 to 20 terabytes of data a night, as scientists use it to study dark energy, dark matter, the distribution of galaxies, and more. The public can expect to see the first images from the LSST in 2025. At least 69 people across Pakistan died in the past week after heavy rainfall caused severe flooding, according to the National Disaster Management Authority. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
The rains began at the start of April and were forecast by the Pakistan Meteorological Department, or PMD, to affect most parts of the country. This man in the central city of Chaman, in the country's southwestern Balochistan province, says flooding swept away cars, killing several women and children. Apart from those killed, dozens have suffered injuries from lightning strikes and buildings collapsing, local media reported. The PMD has forecast that rain and hailstorms could persist in almost all areas of the country until Monday. Snowfall has also been forecast in the mountainous northern provinces.
Emma Gell from Reuters. A Nigerian chess champion and child education advocate is attempting to achieve a Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon. Tunde Anakoya started the attempt on Wednesday in New York City's Times Square and aims to use it to raise $1 million to fund education for vulnerable children across Africa. He said the attempt is, quote, for the dreams of millions of children across Africa without access to education. He aims to play nonstop for 58 hours to beat the current record of 56 hours, 9 minutes, and 37 seconds. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.